Hi, welcome to the Bucko Fever Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Franson. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate it. It's the youth movement. The Pirates have, recently called up several of their prospects. Nobody yet at the top of their list. If you look at the other media outlets and different things, blogs and whatnot that rank their prospects, they're no other than Contreras. Contreras is one that is up, but other than that, the position players, they're coming. But right now we see some of the, I don't want to say lower tier, but lower ranked guys. We've seen some good stuff out of them. And the youth movement isn't going to stop. The Pirates are going to continue to bring people up. And that is a good problem to have. And we'll take a look at that and talk about, what happens when some more guys are ready. Who goes? Who stays? What that means for the Pirates for the rest of the season. And then, moving forward. So before we do any of that, let's have a message from Anchor. So over the last couple of weeks, the Pirates have brought up a lot of the talent. We're not seeing, other than Ronsi Contreras, we're not seeing that top level talent yet. But these are still potentially good guys, and some of them have played very well. They're young, so there's going to be ups and downs. The future of this club is here. There's more coming and potentially higher ceiling guys, coming. But right now, the outfield looks totally different than what it did. Injuries happen throughout the year, which is why you need depth. And that's the big thing that Ben Cherington has really done for this club, is give them depth. And we're seeing legit prospects getting called up now. Yes, they're still filling holes with guys like Yu Chang. But that's just because, first base is kind of a hole for them. Mason Martin isn't developing like I think anybody would hope. He's struggling at the plate. Like, he's just not hitting. The power's there. He hasn't hit a ton of home runs so far this season. The power's there, but after that, there's not a whole lot else. He struggled, so that would lead them to, I think if Mason Martin was hitting, even like 240, 250, he would definitely be up right now. But the fact that since May till now, he's hitting well below 200, that's less than ideal. And I think that's really what's keeping him down at the moment. But the Pirates still have that, but remember when the Pirates used, that's all they had, were these, even last year, Kai Tom and guys like that, it just wasn't a great bunch of talent. The guys that are up there right now are playing well. They're young. They're hills and valleys, right now you've got Cal Mitchell, Jack Sawinski, and Travis Swaggerty up. That outfield, a bunch of lefties. Sawinski is on an absolute tear. 8 home runs, leads all rookies, at the moment. But, over the last week, he's hitting 423. Over the last 2 weeks, he's hitting about 340. He's not like to look at them and watch them hit, and then to see the numbers, you wouldn't think that that was the same guy. But Sawinski's playing really well. He's definitely earned himself a spot, and just consistent playing time. Cal Mitchell, he's been playing well too. Like I said earlier, hills and valleys. You know, he's only hitting 227, but he has a couple home runs. You know, he's going to continue to see playing time, as he should. And then Travis Swaggerty, he's only had like 7 at-bats. He is the one I hit in quotation marks, you know. But I want to see him get more playing time. But that's hard. The Pirates are in a weird position. You know, they have that depth, like I said, and it's like quality depth. It's not just a bunch of minor league free agents that they signed. It's young, developing talent. Outside of the outfield, you know, the infield sees a little bit of that too. Obviously, Diego Castillo is a guy. He's been up for a while. We've had a pretty extended look at him. I think that he's really slumped off, which is just what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I mean, big league pitching is way different than AAA pitching. He's shown that he can hit at a big league level. Lately, he's been in a little bit of a slump, which, you know, with all the injuries that the Pirates currently have and guys coming back from those injuries at some point, Castillo could be a guy that gets sent down. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But like Tucapito Marcano, he plays all over the place. You know, he's up, he's looked good. You know, at times he's not. His numbers, 242, couple homers. He hasn't really been playing a whole lot. I'd like to see him get some more at bats. And then, Michael Chavis, we've seen all season. I still put him in that young developing talent thing, although he's probably on the tail end of that. Seeing him get consistent at bats has been great. He slumped off a little bit lately, but you know, he was red hot there for a while. And he'll continue to get consistent at bats with all these guys being out. The pitching, like we've seen, Ronzi Contreras has been up. He's going to be up for the long haul. He's arguably the Pirates' best pitcher. Mitch Keller, if we get the Mitch Keller that we got the other day, he's probably the best pitcher that the Pirates have. However, we need to see that with some kind of consistency. And then we've seen Yeri De Los Santos come up as well, out of that pen. But a lot of these guys in the Pirates bullpen are guys that we've seen for the last year or so. So we kind of know who they are. Some of them are continuing to develop. Like, you know, we've got Will Crow and even Dylan Peters. But, you know, there's more guys in Indy. Pitching-wise, not so much. I think, you know, we'll see Cody Bolton at some point, especially if they can, move with injury, or if they move like a Jose Quintana, closer to the deadline, that'll open up a rotation spot. I could see Bolton, if he's pitching well at that point, get that call. But, after that, it's a couple of bullpen guys. We've already seen Cam Aldred. I think we could see him again. Osvaldo Beto is kind of like he's just needs to be consistent. Got a lot of walks, but he's got good stuff. But again, a lot of walks. Maybe Hunter Stratton at some point here. But Miguel Yajure, of course. I think, you know, we'll see him again for sure. As long as he stays healthy. But what is this, like, the thing with the Pirates is with these prospects up now and with the guys that are already there and the guys that are injured, like Van Meter and Yoshi and Ben Gamel, you know, they're going to come back. I think they said Van Meter's probably going to come back as soon as he's eligible. You have to send somebody down or DFA somebody. Obviously, Yu Chang is top on that list for a DFA. But, like, then what? Diego Castillo gets sent down? Probably. Aaron Fletcher gets DFA'd or sent down? Probably. But, like, the Pirates have a couple guys not on the 40-man roster that are playing really well. Number one on that list is G1 Bay. G1 Bay, you know, despite the, you know, the issue with the, you know, domestic violence, you know, a couple seasons ago, you know, everybody has bad moments in their life. His was really bad. Whatever your personal feelings are on it, you know, whether you want him on this team or not, I hear you, but, like, just looking at the baseball player, what he's done this season so far has been pretty impressive. He's developed power somewhere. You know, this year's, you know, he has more home runs, so far this season than he has his entire, I'm sorry, one less home run this year than his entire minor league career leading up to this point. Two less. He can play almost anywhere. He's got speed. He's hitting over 300. OPS of 865. This is a solid ball player. You know, but he's not on the 40 man. You know, another guy not on the 40-man, I just mentioned, Cody Bolton. Any of those relievers not on the 40-man. Mason Martin, if he could just hit, he'd be up right now. The bat just hasn't been there. He's started off okay, really slumped off. But again, if he gets hot, they're going to bring him up because he's just got unreal power. I've seen him play, and I've seen him absolutely destroy baseballs. He's, you know, he's a big power prospect. He also strikes out an unbelievable amount. If he's never going to get to the point where he doesn't have high strikeouts. It's not the player he is. But he needs to get a few more hits. You know, the month of May and, you know, up to this point, he just hasn't been hitting. And that's really the only thing that's holding him back right now. Another guy not on the 40-man, Bly Madris. You know, the darling of spring training didn't make the roster, you know, out of spring training. I still think he's probably a solid fourth outfielder in the big leagues, but he's got so many guys that have higher ceilings ahead of him. Don't know if he'll get his chance here in Pittsburgh. I'd like to see it, but again, not on the 40-man. I think that's really what's kept him from being up already. You know, so right there, you know, the Pirates, if they want to bring up Bay or Bolton or any of those relievers, they got to clear some, they got to clear some room. Guys that are on the 40-man roster, they could just call up today. You know, they're still going to have to make a roster move on off the active roster, off the 20, you know, the 25-man, and get some space there. You know, O'Neill Cruz. I think O'Neill Cruz is days away from making his season debut with the Pirates. You know, he's just launching balls at the moment. Who goes? Yeah, Yu Chang could go. But again, Van Meter's going to bump him out. Does Van Meter then go for Cruz? Or just, you know. Yeah, Hoy Park. Hoy Park's another one that could be moved off of the 40 man. But another guy, you know, on the 40 man that's playing really well, Kenan Smith and Jigba, he's been playing fantastic. Rodolfo Castro is another one. You know, we've seen him already. He didn't do a whole lot this year when he was up, but he could come back. Or he will. I think he will come back. He's got pop. He's got good energy, man. He had those. The energy during that span where they, you know, swept the Dodgers, and I mean, that was just a different level for the Pirates. I don't think they necessarily lost that because they sent Castro down. You know, they just haven't been hitting the last couple games or since that series, really, you know, when Detroit and, you know, last night, it's not a whole lot of, they've been hitting, just not in the situations where they need to, you know, put a couple guys on and then nothing. That can't happen. As far as catchers go, at any point, Michael Perez or Henneman could get hurt. Hyman, whatever. Could get hurt. What are you going to do? I mean, you got to add somebody to the 40-man. Whether it's Carter Binns, who has not set the world on fire at all in AAA. Or do you go with, you know, your tried and true defensive specialist, Jason DeLay, or, you know, Taylor Davis or Jamie Ritchie? Who knows? I think Jamie Ritchie might have been the backup catcher out of spring training if he hadn't got hurt. Still got Adam to the 40-man. So looking at the 40-man, who's expendable? And they still have a few. You used to be able to look at this 40-man and say, you know, junk, junk, junk. Get rid of them. There aren't as many anymore. We've got some guys, you know, like Anthony Bonda, that's been up and was pitched well out of the gate, went on the IL, came back, really hasn't been the same pitcher. Possibility. Tyler Beede, he pitched really well the other night. I don't know that I think he's on that list of possible DFAs, but I don't think he's close to the top of that list. Chase DeYoung, I think he's pitched well enough that they're going to continue to look at him. Aaron Fletcher would be one that I think he's definitely on there. Bryce Wilson. Those are really the only pitchers that I'd put in that category for potential DFA. Looking at, you know, the infielders, Yu Chang, yes. Hoy Park, yes. You know, guys that aren't hurt right now, Dan Vogelbach, he's got to be on that list. You know, if he doesn't start hitting, what's the point in having him? And in the outfield, nobody on the active roster that isn't hurt or in danger of being DFA'd. They're going to have to DFA some of these guys because they have a bunch of people, getting healthy and starting to come off, or getting ready to come off the IL. Nick Mears is rehabbing and getting close. Heath Hembree is a guy you could activate and then DFA. Blake Sitterlin, he's rehabbing. He'll be activated at some point this season. Probably not for a while, but at some point. Dylan Peters, 15-man, he'll have to come back. But again, that doesn't really it's really just the 16-man guys you have to worry about creating a roster space for on the 40-man. But the 15, he's still got to clear a spot on the active. And, I mean, with Peters or Hembree, easy, just send Fletcher down. Doesn't really affect anything. Yerry De Los Santos, he could get sent back down. But at some point, they're going to have to make some decisions and DFA a couple of these guys. Catcher, they're not DFAing any of these guys unless Carter Bins or one of the other guys down there just goes off offensively and pushes them to DFA Michael Perez. But then you look at that infield. Yu Chang, obviously. Newman's hurt, right? And he comes back, you got to clear a roster spot. And that brings you to Sesugo and Van Meter. Beginning of the season, I'm on record as saying I don't understand why Josh Van Meter's on this team. I kind of had a change of heart on him over the last couple of weeks. Really kind of saw his bat coming around, and then of course he gets hurt. Is he a long-term fix or somebody I see on this roster long-term? Absolutely not. But I don't think it's automatic, but you can argue Yoshi should be automatic. Yoshi hasn't done anything. He's a power hitter with no power. That's less than ideal. That's a problem. I think that, he's going to get a shot because the Pirates are still looking for trade value. And got to hope that Vogelback and Sesugo just start hitting some homers. Greg Allen, I just saw he hurt. So he's not going to be back anytime soon. So you don't really have to worry about him so much for a while. You're going to have to make room for Gamble and Marisnik. And you can do that by sending one of these, whoever's not performing between Mitchell, Swinski, and Swaggerty. Send one of those down. You could put Marcano in that mix as well. When you bring them back, but they're going to have to come back. And I don't think either one of them are, especially Gamble, and I don't think Marinstink is another guy that they're going to bring back, activate, and then immediately DFA. This is a great problem to have. I probably said that already, but this is a great problem to have. And the Pirates haven't been here in a long time, if ever. Even when they were good, it wasn't like they had a wall of prospects, a wave coming up, pushing these guys. There's a couple. AAA's been thinned out quite a bit with this recent batch of call-ups. So there's not as much there, but guys in Altoona are going to move up soon. Michael Burrows is just going to pitch himself right out of Altoona, similar to what Contreras did last year. Peguero, he's going to get moved up at some point. Maybe when they move Cruz up. So, this is one of the, this is the arguably the deepest Pirates system that any of us have ever seen. Does that mean they're all going to be top-notch all-stars? Absolutely not. Some of these guys will totally tank. But, you know, the more you have, the better chances you there are that, you know, you have way more, you have more successes. You know, despite a bunch of failures. So another way for the Pirates to clear some spots, and this is like a not a popular way to do it, but it's the way the Pirates have done it, especially under Ben Cherington in this rebuild, and they're going to continue to do it, is trades. You know, it's going to happen. The Pirates don't have a whole lot of high-end trade pieces at the moment. I'll get to a couple, but, you know, let's just start outfield. That's where they have just this new influx of youth and talent. And I want to see those guys play along with Reynolds. So what do you do? I mean, right now you have four outfielders. Three of them are prospects who need to play. What do you do with them? I mean, obviously DH is an option just so they get their at-bats. But you're going to have Marisnik and Gamble come back at some point. I've seen a lot of stuff where the argument is you got to have that veteran presence. And I agree with that to a point. I think for a team like this and the way this season's probably going to go, I don't think it has that much value. I like both those guys. I do. I like Ben Gamble a lot on this team. But with the outfielders that you have, and you can even put Marcano in that list too. You know, when you have Mitchell, Sawinski, Swaggerty, and Marcano, Ben Gamble's just taking at bats away from them. Ben Gamble's also a free agent at the end of the year. So veteran presence or not, it still makes sense for the Pirates to look for a taker. And they don't have to. That's the thing. Like, if Ben Gamble comes back when he's healthy and doesn't really hit very well, ride it out. I mean, you don't DFA him unless he's just absolutely terrible. But, you know, if he's just Ben Gamble playing like Ben Gamble has and what we've seen in Pittsburgh, just ride him out. You know, he's a good fourth outfielder, I think, on most major league teams. He's an okay third outfielder, you know, for the Pirates right now. He's an okay starting outfielder, but he's going to have guys kind of push him or jump him. And to get something in return for him is really the best thing for the Pirates, in my opinion. So the hope is he comes back healthy, plays well. Marisnik's a tough one because if he comes back, when he comes back healthy, where's he going to play? Are you really going to send Cal Mitchell down for Jake Marisnik and his defense? Are you really going to send Travis Swaggerty down for Jake Marisnik and his defense? I don't know that you are. So Marisnik's kind of on the bubble there. I think, you know, it makes it easier if Cal Mitchell or Sawinski or Marcano are struggling, right? If they're struggling at the plate, send them down, take a breath, get back into a groove in Indy. Yeah, Marisnik makes sense there, right? It's like your fourth outfielder. You Infield wise, trade pieces, Vogelbach. I think with the way he's hitting right now, I don't think anybody's going to want him. It's similar to like Sasugo would be another one that I'm going to talk about. Sasugo's, you know, a power guy that isn't hitting for power. That's a problem. He's a liability defensively. He's ideally a DH. But with, like, you know, Vogelbach is the same thing. If you're a DH and your only job is to hit and you're not hitting, nobody's going to want you. No matter what you did for the first month of the season, if you're not hitting in July, nobody's going to want you. So for those guys, it's basically, you know, especially when Sasugo comes back, it's, you know, put up or shut up. And the Pirates are going to give him time. I don't know how much time. First base is kind of, you know, a hole at the moment. Chavis is playing okay over there, but he's kind of slumped off. I like Chavis a lot. But Vogelbach's not going to play there. He's going to have to start hitting, or, you know, who knows. Not again, trade value, I don't think there's much there. Maybe a really low-level lottery ticket or a triple-A okay reliever. I don't know. Van Meter, when he comes back, I don't think Van Meter, you might be able to trade him, but you're not going to get anything for him. Kevin Newman's a guy. He comes back healthy, gets some playing time, hits a little bit. He does have some trade value. I think it all kind of hinges on what he does offensively when he does come back. You know, after that, you're talking young guys who the Pirates are probably not going to trade. They're guys that you're looking at as, you know, part of the future. Catcher, nobody wants any of those guys. pitching. You got Chris Stratton. I think the Pirates are going to, I think somebody's going to take Chris Stratton. As long as he's pitching well, you know, I think, you know, when you have a team like the Pirates in rebuild mode, and I've said this before, the bullpen is going to be a revolving door. You're going to have a couple guys in the back end that'll stick around for a little bit, but generally it's going to be a revolving door. And if you can trade a reliever for one or two prospects to continue to, you know, fuel your, you know, feed your system to, you know, fuel the big league club, they're going to do it. And, you know, reliever is a good place to start. So, like, Chris Stratton, Dwayne Underwood Jr. is another guy. If he pitches well enough, he could fetch you something. Heath Hembree, you know, hopefully he comes back and pitches well. He's, you know, a veteran arm. You could get something out of him. I don't know how much. It all, again, hinges on how well he does. But they're going to give him a shot, probably. You know, Chase DeYoung is a guy that he's got controllability. If he pitches, if he continues to pitch the way he has, which has been pretty solid, you could flip him. Look at, like, what they did with Austin Davis, you know. Austin Davis was pitching okay for him. They got Chavis out of it. And that leads me, like, Will, to the tougher ones. Will Crow. Will Crow's been pitching very well. Bullpen arms burn bright, and they burn up fast. it's extremely rare that you get somebody like Mariano Rivera that is dominant for a decade. That just doesn't happen. More often than not, you get your bright flash and then a quick fade, sometimes completely out, sometimes just dwindles to where, you know, they'll stick around the league for years, i.e. Heath Hembree. I don't think the Pirates are going to be trading Will Crow, but you know what? If somebody calls and says, hey, we're really interested in Will Crow, we've got a couple prospects for you that are exactly what the Pirates need. Maybe another first baseman, maybe, you know, additional pitching. Catcher. You know, major league ready catcher, I should say. You know, we've seen Will Crow. We saw what he did last year. It wasn't what we've seen this year. And then the big one, David Bednar. There's gonna be speculation about David Bednar being traded because he's a closer, been relatively dominant. Teams will overpay for that type of talent. Neil Huntington made a living out of trading closers. You know, he just kept, you know, trade Hanrahan, bring in Melanson and a bunch of other guys who, granted, didn't turn out, but you got Melanson. Then you flip Melanson for, you know, Vasquez and a prospect. Vasquez was great until he turned out to be a monster. But he was going to flip Vasquez in the offseason, and who knows what they would have got. You know, Tony Watson, you send Tony Watson out, you bring in O'Neill Cruz. I'd be really interested to see what this David Bednar, what he's done this year, what he could bring you. And fans are going to lose their minds if it happens. Again, I'm not pushing for them to trade him at all. I think they're better. I think the Pirates would be better off holding on to him. Continue to listen to offers in the offseason. Go into next season with Bednar as your closer and maybe the season beyond. But again, like I said, relievers burn bright, but they burn up fast. So you always run that risk. You know, if you don't strike when the iron's hot, when it cools down, not really getting as much. And the Pirates have guys coming that could fill in for Bednar in the back end of that bullpen. We see one right now, Yerry De Los Santos. Heck, Will Crow could close for a little bit. Blake Cederlin when he's back. I don't think they should trade David Bednar, but I think they'd be stupid to not if they get a crazy option. And I always, and like somebody brought it up on Twitter. I can't remember exactly who it was. It was either somebody from Bucks in the Basement or the DK Sports fan forum on Twitter said, would anybody be upset with Bednar being traded if for a, you know, like a big return if he wasn't from the area. And that's what builds a lot of his popularity. Yeah, he's great. He's a solid back end of the bullpen piece at the moment. He's a local kid, right? People love Neil Walker. Neil Walker put up some decent numbers, but towards the tail end of his run there with the Pirates, he had really dropped off. Now, that was a god-awful trade, and Neil Walker should have brought you more than John Neese, but the Pirates are going to trading players is going to be a reality for this team for the duration of existence if they are to succeed as a big league club. You know, with nothing really changing to help the small market teams in, you know, the CBA, you know, no salary cap, nothing changed there. The Pirates are still going to be, you know, struggling to compete, and they're going to need everything to work. They're going to need more things to, you know, they're going to need more things to click and go right and go wrong. Loading up the system with prospects is one of the things a small market team can do to help with that. Like the Rays. I mean, you always reference the Rays. The Rays are their own animal. You know, no one's ever going to be the Rays, but you can steal some stuff from them. I think the Pirates have, you know, they stole Dewey Robinson from them to help develop pitching. But they're going to make deals and moves that fans are not going to love. If they feel like they can't extend a guy, like an O'Neill Cruz, like if no O'Neill Cruz comes up, this, you know, setting the world on fire as an all-star, you know, wins rookie of the year, whatever. If they don't feel like they can sign him to a reasonable extension and they have people behind him pushing, he's gone. And they'll continue to fuel and feed the minor league system. So the Pirates have some decisions coming. They also have to, you know, lose a pitcher or something and, you know, take the roster down a little bit here. So decisions loom, and this is where, while frustrating and upsetting, it's also like a really good problem to have and an encouraging problem to have for the Pirates, you know, having these guys coming up, pushing guys out, and getting to see these guys develop on the field at the big league level. So that's the episode for this week. Again, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. You know, check me out, social media, Twitter, at Bucko Fever Pod. Pretty active on Twitter, so hit me up there. Bucko Fever Podcast on Facebook, and of course, BuckoFeverPodcast.com, where you get updates on the podcast, as well as occasional article or, you know, post when I have time to write something up. So again, you know, it's fun to see these young guys play. We're going to see more of them. You know, there's still a lot of season left, but you know, just tough decisions are going to have to be made. And I'm excited to see how all this plays out from here till the end of the season. So again, thanks for listening. Have a good one.